From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And if you have a song in your heart, this is the show for you. Because our VIPs are the Oscar-winning husband and wife team behind the songs of Disney's Frozen, Bobby and Kristen Lopez. Right now, let's give it up for our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody. Thank you.
Hello. So our first game is called Be Kind, Rewind. And to play it, let's welcome Molly Jane Rosen and Stephen Feldman. Now, Molly, you live in San Francisco, but you used to live in New York.
I do, yeah.
And you worked at one of the most famous video stores here, Kim's Video. It was known for having really rare and experimental films, much missed. Did you have a particular film that you'd be like, you guys have to rent this, that
yeah.
renters would never take?
I feel like a lot of my career in video stores was me sneaking Teen Witch onto the employee picks wall, having my employees remove it.
Teen Witch?
Putting it back in, yeah. Top that, you know, what can I say?
And what did you love particularly about Teen Witch?
The musicals, the songs.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And did people return it to you and go, oh my God, you're right. This has changed my life.
No.
No.
Not once.
Stephen, you work in publicity for television.
I am. I'm actually curious how many people in the listening audience know what rewind means when it comes to movies.
It means throwing a DVD at a wall.
yeah, exactly. Actually, this entire game will like not make it to next year. By next year, they'll just be like, I don't even understand one word that we're saying. Why is she talking to people? So in this game, Be Kind, Rewind, we are going to go back in time and remember a time when you had to rewind your video cassettes. So we're going to describe the plots of classic movies when they're played in reverse. And you have to guess the movie. For example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska.
Thank you, Ophira. Well, Stephen and Molly, if I said a giant ship suddenly emerges from the ocean and sucks passengers and lifeboats aboard it, you would answer Titanic.
Now you've got all the confidence, right? You guys look scared, now you're like, yep.
As long as he keeps asking that same question, I'm good.
Yeah, it's going to be that same question 10 times. So just ring in when you know the answer, and the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. After a princess has her shoe stolen by a handsome man, her entire life unravels. Her carriage is repossessed by a fairy, her dress is torn apart by mice, and she winds up moving in with her stepmother. Stephen.
Cinderella.
That's right.
See, a fairy tale in reverse is a Lars von Trier movie. A popular teenager helps his friend recover his father's sports car from a ditch and restores it to perfection. To celebrate, they use the car for a fun day in downtown Chicago. Then they go back to bed. Separately, that is. Stephen.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly.
After going the distance in a heavyweight championship fight, a boxer decides to give up the sport and instead enjoy days of peacefully jogging backwards through Philadelphia. Stephen.
Rocky.
That's correct.
Adrian, yo.
Actually, it would be Oi in that.
Adrian Oi. A young man participates in a demented game show in India where he slowly loses his fortune by answering a series of progressively easier multiple choice questions. Molly.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes.
After a day at a carnival with her boyfriend, a teenage bad girl decides to turn in her black hot pants for good. They eventually break up with each other on a beach after they sing songs with their friends outside their high school. Molly.
Grease.
That's right.
After being embattled in a lengthy lawsuit, an arrogant Harvard student enlists the help of a pair of twins to shut down a wildly popular website on college campuses. The student's still arrogant, but seems way nerdier. Molly.
Social Network.
Yes, it is.
A man and his older brother lose nearly all of their money in Las Vegas on the older brother's bad advice. As payback, the younger brother takes him on a cross-country road trip and then has him institutionalized in Cincinnati. Steven.
Rain Man.
You got it.
Sadder. How that movie got sadder. This is your last clue. After performing an exhausting routine, a dance instructor kindly asks his female partner to sit in the corner for a little while so she can catch her breath. Molly.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes! Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, we have a tie.
Oh!
Oh, my.
I have a tiebreaker question for the two of you. Are you ready?
Yes.
After staring at the Bellagio fountains, a group of thieves kindly returns a multi-million dollar sum of money to a Las Vegas casino owner. Even better, they painstakingly reconstruct all the steps needed to pull off the daring vault heist. Steven.
Ocean's 11.
That is correct.
Well done, Steven. You did it. You'll be coming back at the end of our show for Ask Me One More Final Round. But a huge hand for Molly.